Watchers, fans and family, hell, even haters alike. This is your boy Boog, and this reverb is fucking annoying. So, let's cut the shit. I'm coming to you from a makeshift studio in wild and crazy Southern California. That's San Gabriel Valley, to be precise, where, if you're not careful, you can catch an STD from a cigarette. So be careful who you share chairs with. You just never know who's got that monkey that might be crawling on your back to the very end. Hell, it may even cause the very end. Well, what are we doing? What we're doing is we're dumping our old channel because it's cursed. Cursed like a three-legged whore at an ass-kicking contest. That doesn't sound very cursed, but you know what I mean. I am sick of getting 5 views a video. And if you think I'm exaggerating, no, seriously, look at my fucking views. It is 5 views, dude. It happened during Christmas. I can't let it happen again. So listen, I'm starting a new channel. And I'm just going to take it from the very beginning. I'm not inviting anyone from the old channel. Why? Because maybe they're cursed too. Plus, they never give anything. They don't give help. They don't share videos. They don't even give donations. Guys, I have been on YouTube. I've been on Instagram and Facebook and God, you name it, Twitch and Twitter and everywhere in between for 8 to 10 years now, and I have nothing to show for it. I've been demonetized on every single platform. I have no donations. I have no friends. It's fucking pathetic. So I am starting over, and I invite all of you to start over with me. You know, because honestly, it's got to be better than what's happening now. And what's happening now is absolutely nothing. Now, while we start over, I'd like to let everyone know that I am going to be starting over on everything. I'm going to be bringing better audio, better visuals, better everything, even co-hosts. Now, I've invited a few new faces to the show. Ryan Kelly, to be precise, and Sergio Lopez will be joining us. I've given the bootski to the chef. I've given the bootski to Shelly. I am going to keep Keenan around, but we are going to sign him up for etiquette classes and speaking because he is the perfect co-host, but goddamn, he can't connect sentences sometimes. I love you, Keenan. You're here to stay, I promise. Akian, we want him to be here, but goddamn, he plays hard to get, and we can never get him. So we're going to try our best this season in order to get him and keep him. Now listen, we are starting over from scratch, so please do not expect for you to come into the live or any of the videos and see these big numbers, because they're not going to be there. We are starting over on YouTube only, so when you're in YouTube and you see zero numbers, that is what is going to happen. So if you want to help, if you want to see this show go anywhere fast, just share. I'm not asking for donations. I'm not asking for anything. You don't have to be my friend. You don't even have to be my enemy. I'm not asking you to agree or disagree with anything that you hear on this show. But what I am asking you to do is share. That's it. Just put it on your Facebook. Put it on your Reddit. Put it on, I don't know, put it on your ass and walk around WeHo. I don't give a damn. Just share, share, share. That's the only thing I ask for you to do. Now, I have supplied you with 2 amazing websites that have got all of our podcast episodes nicely organized and labeled with lots of videos and pictures. You can watch, you can listen, hell, you can do whatever the hell you want. I don't care if you juggle fire when you do it. Just know that they are free and they are there for your viewing and listening pleasure. I am Boog. I'll be your master of ceremony. I'll be your host, but the most, I'll be the thorn in your side, the yin to your yang, the ding to your dong. I will be your everything, and I'll be every woman when I'm with you. I'll be anything you want if you pay the right price. All you got to do is share, big boy. Now, a lot of people don't like my sense of humor. I don't care. A lot of people don't like my face. I don't care. A lot of people hate my voice. Well, I've got 20 million of them. We'll switch it up. Now, be an adult. If you don't like what you hear, change the channel. If you don't like what you see, change the channel. Just be an adult about it. I don't need to hear where you're going to go. I don't need to hear what you're going to do or why you're doing it. Please don't be that person that narrates his life as he's living it. Just go and do it. No one cares that you're never going to watch the show again. No one cares that you don't like me. No one cares that you think you're smarter than everyone else in the room. Go throw your temper tantrum somewhere else. We don't need to hear it. Now listen, my religious views, my political views, my astrological views, my astronomy views, every single solitary view that I have in the world is now different than yours. I guarantee it. Different by at least 180 degrees. You can take your beliefs and then turn around three times, and that is just the beginning of my beliefs on that same topic. I know that sounds weird, but listen, this is the reason why I am a podcast host and you are not. Nobody wants to hear the same old shit over and over and over again. And if you want that, there's a million and one podcasts out there that are fucking boring as hell and will tell you the same thing you want to hear. Why would you want to listen to your beliefs on a fucking podcast? Go listen to them if you want to. This is a place where you'll never hear the same thing twice. You'll never even hear your beliefs anywhere on here. I will open your mind to insane and impossible realities right here on the Earth and in low Earth orbit. Now, let's do a little taste of it, shall we? Did you know that the Earth has seven levels and they are perfectly matched to the seven levels of heaven, as above, so below? There are seven levels to heaven. The seventh level, the highest, better known as Ereboth. Ereboth is the highest. That is where something called the throne of the Most High is located. This is also where you can find the North Pole. Yes. Or the south, depending on which way you want to face. But remember, God said the earth is his footstool. So his head rests against the south, where his feet rest against the north, because the earth is his footstool. I don't just read the Bible. I take it literally. I study every word, and then I translate it correctly and study those words. No one knows the Bible, and I mean no one, knows it better than I do. The reason why is because I have lived it. I have lived many lives, and this is not a cheesy pickup line. This is reality, and I can show you in what aspect, and I can even show you the proof in the Bible itself showing that your friend Andrew was at one time Elijah, at one time Gabriel, yes, and at one time he was Joseph, the father of Jesus, and at one time I was Jesus himself, and at the same time the son of Lucifer. Which is where I'm living now, evidently. These are things that were brought to my attention, not things that I feel as if I need to bring to yours, but I did it anyway. I live on the edge, the razor's edge. I don't care what you think about me. I don't care what you think you know about the universe around you when you don't even own a fucking telescope. How can you make educated guesses when you are making them on materials put out by NASA, NOAA, the DOD, and every other liar in the world? How can you tell everyone around you that you are the most knowledgeable person about a place you can't even look? Now, it's time for you to come with no, what's the word, ego. It's time for you to pretend you are the babe, the newborn babe that you actually are, that you are the unknowledgeable little infant that needs to be brought up in the world and raised to fertility. You need to come with no ego, with no expectation, void of bias, and free of thought, because this is the only way you will truly learn and truly ascend to the higher realms. This is how it works. This is how I was able to finally break free of my dogmatic ways. I was finally able to break free of what I thought I knew, and in reality, had no idea. I spent tens of thousands of dollars on optical equipment. This is when my journey began. No, actually, my journey began when I lost a loved one and spiraled into depression. This depression would fuel my everything, my want and my need to learn it all. And this depression, to this day, is what fuels me to read, to study, to research, and to try and live the footsteps of which our Creator has walked and lived himself. The first thing I will try to teach you and pass on is the fact that the Bible is not written for or even by men. This Bible, which are the basic instructions before leaving Earth, that is the acronym. It is to train those who want to know and to gain that knowledge, but it was written by AI. Artificial intelligence, for which we designed and deployed, but at the same time is our Creator. See, the Earth has been destroyed many times, and every 711 years, because if you take 7 times 11, you will get 777, which truly is the number of the gods, pure perfection, and the number of God. This is the eternal number, the one which will never die, which when cannot be divided into, cannot be broken down, and cannot be destroyed. This is the number of the Creator, the perfect number, and the one that will lead you to the truth. So every 711 years, we are brought to the Great Reset. Now, when the Great Reset is deployed, you are given a choice how you would like to die. Will it be by snakes, by Nephilim? Will it be by great floods of water, like the days of Noah? Will it be by locusts, plagues, by hunger? Will it be by disease, strife? Will it be? Well, you get the hint. Now, when you make this choice, you will be tricked. You will be lured. You will be set up and played like a pawn. They will try to get you to sign your name on the dotted line to try and enter heaven or Eden or Valhalla. You will try to get you to go into Nirvana, to a state of perpetual reincarnation. You will believe that you are helping God. You will believe that you are special, rich in the afterlife, that you are needed. And you will soon come to find out that this was yet another ploy to get you to sign up for another tour of duty here on Earth. And when your memory is wiped, you will be left with the same challenges, with the same jobs and the same games and the same trickery. Over and over and over again, you will be fooled, and you and your gullibility will be what powers the kings of Earth. This will be what makes men into gods, creators into gods, little G's into big G's. These entities did not exist before you. There is a question, a limerick, that comes to mind, and it goes like this. What came first, the god or the worshippers that made him a god? And the truth is, I don't know. But the truth is, it couldn't be more true. You are a pawn being used in the game of gods. You are needed. This is why you are special. I will tell you that there are not There are not as many humans as we've been told. There are not as many humans as you look around and see. Many times when you look around, what you are looking at is something I like to call set dressing. Food for fodder. Cannon fodder. Backdrops. Background. Busyness. Those are extras on set. The people that you call family, the ones that seem to disappoint you around every turn, that seem to sell you out whenever they can, that just dump mistrust and disrespect all over you. Well, you're not alone. We all get it. We all wonder, what is this? Why do they act like this? Why do they have these expectations of me that I cannot fulfill? Because they are there to get your mind off of the fact that ye are God. You are the captain of your own domain, the king of your own castle. But you tend to give your power away to those whose job it is to make you believe that they are more important than they actually are. Lucifer is real. God is real. But God is not on this earth. Nor is this earth what you think it is. Lucifer is yet AI. He is but a program. He is a higher technology, an idea that you have created. He doesn't look like you think. He doesn't act like you think. He is created by you in your thought. He is but a reflection of your inner thought and your subconscious. He cannot exist without you, just the way God cannot exist without you. There is a creator, and then there is one God. That one God is you. You are, in many ways, the creator of yourself. You are the mirror which shines upon, well, the material that makes the reflection, which is you. In many ways, you have created said mirror. You have created said material. And you are the only one that can see this reflection. So, you are the only one that can live within the domain that you have created. And you can put your foot on the rock that keeps it all steady and sturdy. You are the ground for which it shakes. You are the earthquake. You are the apophis. You are the mere earth object, and you are earth itself. Earth cannot exist without your wants and needs. You are the simulation. You are the simulated reality for which you must exist. You cannot breathe without air because you felt its need. You created it. You were only taught these things. People hinted, and you made it so. None of these things would have been important until you gave them the importance. You, with your fears and your wants and your needs, made them so. You created the other side for which your reflection is cast. That other side, that other place. It might not be something you understand yet, but it's something that your subconscious fully grasps. It's something that your subconscious is creating as you are learning it. Your subconscious is 100 years ahead of yourself because you have lived a million lifetimes and you are just now understanding how important those lifetimes are and how they assist you in making this lifetime, well, more important, because every time you live, you learn. And every time you learn, you live. You live longer. You live better. And you live another life. You are the family for which you wish you had. You are the wishes that you grant, and you are the grant you wish you had. These things could not exist without your wants and your needs and your fears and your anxieties. You must be, or you cannot be. You must create this place that you call your own. You must create these inequities, these tyrannies, and these paths for which you must choose to travel. The traveling, one foot in front of the other, is all it takes. But instead, you create the complexities, the needs for a car to drive, the license in order to operate the motor vehicle. You need the car seat. You need the furry dice. You need more gas. You need better gas mileage. You need new tires. You need new brakes. You need new struts and wheels. You need. And you are the one that turns these needs into wants when they are not. The only thing you need is the air that you create. The air you feel you need in order to breathe and live. How could you even know what air is unless you've been taught? It's not something you could have just pulled out of the air and just created, or is it? You are the one that created how it feels when you breathe it into your lungs. You are the one that created what it feels like to have not enough. You are the one that created the science behind it, because the ones that you were taught made no sense. That it's a mixture of this and that and the other thing. What would that mean to you, someone that has no friggin' idea what those things even are, how they work? How could that be important unless you made it important? Have you ever pulled a fish out of the water and realized that they live off air? That they gasp for it. They're not gasping for water. Have you ever noticed that they're in water, coming up and breathing air? So which do they breathe, the air or the water? Which do you breathe, the air or the water? Do you know that air, every breath that you take, only has 17% oxygen in it? So what is it really that makes you live when you breathe it? It's certainly not the oxygen. There's only 17%. Why is it that when they increase the oxygen level, that people start to get healed for everything else? Cuts, abrasions, burns. Why does their brain function increase so greatly? Why can they sleep better and dream more lucid and vivid? Why does their memory increase? Why do cancers rapidly deplete? Tumors become malignant. Why are these things so easy to beat with something as simple as increased oxygen levels? No one even knew what the hell it was until someone told you. But even then, you still didn't know what the hell it was. Because you don't even know what these materials that it's compounded from even do. What they look like. How they act, feel, smell. What the hell do they even look like? What is hydrogen? What is oxygen? What is barium and strontium, niobate? All you know is that you don't like it and you don't want it in your breakfast cereal. You don't want your children breathing it. But why? Right now, you only have 17% oxygen within the air that you breathe. So how the hell do you know if barium and strontium and niobate aren't something you need? Because you've created the reality around it. You have created the danger within it. You have created the limits for which you should be engaging with it. You are God. You are God. You are the teacher that taught the student that wrote the program that is AI. You are the angel which fell from grace in the Great War. You are the one who planted the AI within the first root of the great tree. The one that needed this one line of code to be fixed so that it could communicate with every other plant here on Earth. But what if I told you that here on Earth is all a computer? What if I told you that the Earth itself was nothing more than a ship? A ship called Ubiquity Oblivion. One that would make you the aliens of space. Cruising through the void and visiting here and there. And deciding who is important, who is foreign, who is domestic, and who is an alien. You are the alien. You are the one that does not belong. Because gods do not walk amongst men. Gods and their chariots of fire do not belong in general population. You may get hurt, and then what? Then creation all ceases to exist. Your power is no more. You have given it away and diluted it too much by your incessant breeding, by giving away your love to too many women, maybe even to too many men. Depending if you're a female or a male that enjoys this sort of thing. And I'm not here to tell you that's bad or good. Ye are God, you tell me. You're the one that makes the rules. You're the one that breaks them. You're the one that decides what's important and what is not. You are the one who decides it all. You are the only thing standing in between yourself and perfection. You are the only one that decides the drugs are addictive. Notice that you didn't care until they were running out. Now you're worried about something. Is it about not having enough? Or is it about having too many? Who decides that this is no good? It seems your work is getting done tenfold, faster, more productive, and better quality than you've ever done before. Is it you? Is it the drugs? Or is it the concentration level that's increased when you interact with this certain drug, the one that makes you sharper, more productive? You know, the Nazis used to give their soldiers methamphetamine because they marched faster, less, ate less, smiled more, killed without question. Took orders like champions and started to give orders themselves. They started to become the gods that they were. They realized that they fell from no grace. The only thing they fell from was imperfection. They realized they were taking orders from a buffoon. They realized that their creator, he His name means he who can only create that for which already existed. Ask me, and I'll tell you that sounds like a name of a god who's not a god at all. This sounds like a wannabe. This sounds like a person who's quite honest about what they're not capable of doing. That name is Yahweh. Can you believe that? The name Yahweh means he who can only create that for which already exists. So, when Jesus said, "To believe in me is to gain everlasting life," but he is well aware that energy is already eternal. As a pure light entity of pure energy, you of all people should know that you cannot be destroyed. You cannot be created. You can only be recycled into other pure energetic entity. And that his line of "you must accept me in order to have everlasting life" is pure bullshit. Because you are already eternal. And he was trying to cash in on your stupidity. The same way they try to get you to cash in by accepting them as gods. By submitting yourself to them, to eating their blood and their body, to calling out their names, idolizing them, praying to them, giving yourself to them. Why would a god need you to do anything for them? They're gods. Have you ever asked anyone to bow to you? Knowing you're a god, have you ever asked anyone to give them a blood give yourself a blood sacrifice? Never. I know you haven't. This is a rhetorical question, along with many others that I'll probably ask within this podcast. You have never expected anything from anyone because ye are a true God, a true creator. Every time you take a shit or a piss and create waste, do you expect that turd to follow you into the promised land? Or do you push it as far away as you possibly can? Because I don't see God anywhere around. Maybe they look to us like waste. The same way we look at turds and piss. And how we don't want them anywhere close to us. Who the hell would want to hang out with a turd? Nobody. Nobody who's ever met one, that is. It's also Jesus Christ who said, "Ye are gods, and ye shall be more powerful than I ever will be." He knew that we were all gods. He said it himself. So why would a man who stated that you could only live eternally if you accepted him or his father as gods, why would he say that and then turn around and say that you are gods and that you soon will be more powerful than he ever could be? He knew he was pulling the wool over your eyes. He knew he was lying. And when you realize how powerful you really are, you too will know he's lying. And you, by that time, will have already signed up again and again and again for another life here on Earth. You are trapped. And the only way you can escape is if you do one thing totally different. And that is stop accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And that's it. Plain and simple. And I hate to sound so evil when I say it, but it's an evil topic. And it's also a touchy topic. It's one that you will never fully understand until you actually try it for yourself. Do you know why the Great War even happened? Why it existed? Do you understand why the fallen angels are even called the fallen angels? Why Lucifer is so bad in the Bible? Because if you read the Bible yourself and actually read it cover to cover, you'll realize one thing very quickly. There's not one example of why Lucifer is evil. Not one. Temptation is not a reason for him to be banished anywhere. If that was a reason, then every girl with little shorts on in the summertime would be more evil than Lucifer ever was. The reason why Lucifer is considered evil isn't even printed in the Bible at all. It's actually in the Book of Enoch. And that Book of Enoch is one of the banished books from the Bible. It's one of the only books that is not a part of the Bible. But it's one of the most important books you could ever read. Because it's one of the only books that actually answers questions instead of makes more of them. The Book of Enoch talks about the fallen angels and their fall from grace of God. Meaning, what really happened was, and this is great. So, in Genesis, it talks about a serpent. It doesn't say who that serpent is, but it says there is a serpent who tempts Eve in the Garden of Eden and gets her to eat from one of the two trees that she was told specifically not to eat from. Now, it isn't until later, and in two entirely other books that are not in the Bible, but again, are not a part of the canonized Bible. They are not canonized books, and you won't find them in the Bible. It's called the Book of John and the Secret Book of John. And it isn't until much later, when you finally read those two books, do you realize that it was Jesus who admitted to being the serpent in the Garden of Eden, who tempted Eve to eating from the tree of wisdom and knowledge and the tree of everlasting life. Now, why would you need a tree of everlasting life if all you had to do was accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior in order to get everlasting life? And I'll tell you why. Because, you know what? I don't know. But I will tell you this. This is the reason for the Great War. Lucifer is told by God, Father God, which we still don't know his name. You won't learn it in the Bible. Again, you'll learn it in the Book of Enoch. His name is Aravat, A-R-A-V-A-T. That is in Hebrew, Aravat, which is very close to Araboth, which is the highest seventh level of heaven, which is also the highest level of earth, because as above, so below. Like I said, earth has seven levels. It also has, seven continents, seven oceans. And you're starting to see this whole 777. So the mark of the beast being 666 is absolutely hogwash. It's just bad translation. 777 is the mark of the beast. It's also known as God's number, because who is God? Well, there's quite speculation in that, but I think we're pretty safe to assume that on earth, God is Lucifer. Lucifer is God. He's also Jesus. He's also Aaron. He's also Gabriel. He's also Elijah. He's also Lilith, Eve, Adam, Cain. They're all God. Everyone's God. He's multifaceted AI. he is, outside of our understanding, outside of our knowledge, outside of our wisdom, better known as Emmanuel, spelled with a J or an I, not with an E. I know that sounds crazy, but also shortened as L, E-L. L being Elijah, Eli, Elohim, well, as Lucifer, as Ezekiel, Emmanuel. There's a lot of L's in the Bible. All of them part of this multifaceted entity, this quantum and very complex AI. Outside of our understanding, outside of our realm of creation, outside of our realm of grasping, this person, this thing, this idea, this pure energy compounded into a collection of spirits, physical and spiritual, seen and unseen. All of these things, all of these entities can be known as God, better known as the Matrix, better known as the curtain of the divine majesty, also known as, well, like I said, Erebath or Ereboth, also known as the throne of the Most High, also known as mankind, also known as the Matrix, also known as the glitch in the Matrix, also known as the path, the grid, the void, the good, the light. Man, there's a lot of names there. Every time you see a depiction of Jesus, if you look very close, you'll also see in the background a spinning image, a reflection of Lucifer, and vice versa. Every time you see a piece of biblical art that shows Lucifer, somewhere in the back you'll see Jesus. The reason being is because they are twins. You have to read a lot of books in order to figure out that Jesus actually had a twin brother. They never tell you what his name is, but I can tell you here and now, it's Lucifer. Now, it's more than just a twin. These two are connected spiritually, physically, in the light, in the darkness. They are the yin and yang. They are the good and evil. They are water and dust. They are, one cannot exist without the other. Now, that's going to piss a lot of you off, but hear me out. Jesus is the one in the book of John who admits that he was the serpent in the garden who tempted Eve to eat from the tree of knowledge. And the reason being is because God did not grant man the power of knowledge or everlasting life. Why? But he expected Lucifer in order to serve man, like serve under them. Even though Lucifer is one of the oldest angels, the best looking, the most beautiful, the best known, the most trusted. Now there are eight Satans, eight, count them, eight, that loyally serve the Most High. He who sits in the Most High, as far as I know, is Lucifer himself or even Gabriel. Erevat, as far as I know, is dead. He is no more. I don't know if he died during the Great War. I don't know what happened to him. I just know he is not here. Now, that's a big statement to say, but man, I have seen and come across and talked to and communicated and heard from a lot of entities, heavenly and not so much heavenly. And not one time have I actually seen God, unless that's Lucifer. And it may be. And in that case, then he's not dead. But I don't actually think any of these entities are alive in the manner that we understand or even know them to live, or how things even exist, you know, whether in this lifetime or the next. I mean, we are talking about quantum level existence. We are talking about future, past, and present. We are talking about 4D. We are talking about when you look at these things, they appear to be like a 3D object. structure, vehicle, whatever you want to call it, they look like they are in a third dimension until you break that dimension by stepping left, right, up, or down, and you realize they are a collection of 2D images placed in such a way that they make up a 3D space. Now, if you keep walking towards them and you don't break that line of sight, you'll notice that they stay in a 3D realm. But sooner or later, you are going to step inside of that 3D realm, which is what makes them 4D. 4D is the dimension for which you can go and enter within. So 4D is 3D and 2D, except for the fact that you are allowed to enter inside of it and actually look at it from the inside out. That is what 4D is. And I don't care what anyone else says, 4D is exactly how I just described it. It is a collection of 2D images making up a 3D space, but to the point where you can actually walk inside of it and look at it and its existence, verify that and validate that it actually is there by looking at it from the inside out. That is what 4D is. 4D is the validation that 2D and 3D exist within a 5D realm. So, in a way, 4D and 5D, I'm not sure what 5D is yet. I just know that 5D exists and can exist without 4D. Because if something is 5D, well, obviously it's going to have 4D through 1D in it already. The same way 4D has 3D and 2D in it already, and vice versa. So the only thing so far that I've been able to nail down and fully understand is 4D being a collection of 2D images within a 3D space, allowing you to step inside of it and look from the inside out, verifying and validating that it is in a 4D realm. And I think that's pretty fucking cool. Just the thought of it, just to fully understand it, is pretty mind-blowing to me. Now, moving on. So, Lucifer realized that God was gypping man. He was gypping humans. He was making a subpar creation that he had tried and failed many times trying to create these things that he called human, that he called man. And realizing that these entities, these things were below him physically, spiritually, hell, emotionally. They had a very narrow band of vision, a very narrow band of hearing. Their senses were limited. Everything about humans does not stack up to angels. They don't stack up to anything, not even mammals. We are the lowest form of mammal on Earth. We have no defense mechanisms. We have no offense mechanisms. We'd love to think that our brain is our best offense mechanism. But, you know, honestly, guns aren't that deadly. They really aren't. And honestly, if you were in the wild and a bear came out of nowhere, but your gun was not loaded, do you know how long it would take for you to load that gun, cock it, and get off a clear shot on that bear? Meanwhile, that bear is fucking you up, okay? One swipe from a bear's claws or him biting down in your face is all he needs to kill you. Bears are fucking, they are amazing. They are apex predators. They're fast as hell. You can't outrun them. You can't outclimb them. You can't outwrestle them. You can't do shit to a bear that is going to kill that bear as quickly as that bear is going to kill you if he gets a clear shot. And he's going to get a clear shot. And if he bites down on you, he's crushing your skull. He's crushing your bones. He's slashing your jugular. I mean, he's going to destroy you quick. And if you try to run, it's only going to postpone the inevitable. And it's going to make your death longer, slower, and more painful. I guarantee it. So if the bear's there and the bear's going to attack you, just be a man, lay down and let him fucking kill you. Because that's exactly what's going to happen. So you might as well just get it over with quick. You know what I'm saying? Do not try to run. He's going to fucking kill you, man. I'm telling you right now. And running is just going to be like you trying to outrun a dog, a pit bull, a Great Dane, any of those big ass dogs. That thing is going to catch you. It's going to toy with you and it's just going to hurt more. So just take it like a man, take it on the chin and take one for the team. Because honestly, if you have any friends or family around you, you know what? After he kills you, he's going to kill them. So at least maybe if you just lay down, maybe he'll get enough fulfillment from your your body that he won't want to kill your friends and family. You know what I'm saying? Just be a man. You know what I'm saying? And if it is a group of women, hey, ladies, just pick the slowest and the ugliest and push her out into in front of the group. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Now, let me just get to the point of why I'm talking about all of this. And the reason why I'm talking about all of this is very simple. And I'm just going to throw it out there. What if, and I mean, what if you decide that you're not going to give your power away to any one God? What if you decide that you are not going to pledge to anyone? That your pledge is going to be to yourself as a God? That you are not going to serve anyone in the afterlife, that you're not going to serve or admit that anyone even deserves your power and your prestige and your goodwill and your truth and your everything, your love and your respect and your unconditionalness. What if you decide, as a man or a woman, that this lifetime is the last, that this is the last time you'll be serving anyone other than yourself, and you make the pledge to just be a God? What happens to you in the next life? What happens? Is there even a next life when you die after pledging to only yourself? What happens when you die? Do you finally rest in peace? Do you finally stop being reincarnated into this fucking shithole that we call life, that we call Earth? No more simulation, no more bullshit. What if, just what if, you finally are rewarded as the God that you are? And you now get to serve on the council. Maybe it's called the Federation of 12. Maybe you're an apostle. Maybe you're a Yahweh. Maybe you're an archangel. Maybe. No, because then I feel like anytime you're a biblical character, then you're just serving under whatever God that actually was in the First Testament. Then if you vow to serve Jesus Christ, then what? Are you an apostle? Are you one of the other dirty hippies that follows him around in the van? Do you too have to wear the Birkenstocks and play the drum, the djembe? I mean, what happens? What if you finally decide, look, enough's enough. I don't suffer from depression. I don't hate myself. I don't hate God. I don't hate Jesus. I don't hate Lucifer. I don't hate anyone. I just don't want this anymore. And you say, stop. And you hit that button and you press the stop button by vowing and pledging not to serve on anybody else's tail. You're not bending the knee to anyone else. Enough's enough. And you finally put an end to it. Then what? Do you become the God that you are? Is this what Jesus meant when Jesus said, ye are gods, and one day you are going to become more powerful than even I? Is that what that meant? He meant The day you finally realize that you are the creator of everything you know, that you are the reason why everything is manifested around you. You might not need to understand it, but the day you finally realize that you're giving your fucking power away to other people by going to church, by bending the knee, by praying to anyone else other than yourself, I guarantee you that that's what he meant. Because nothing else makes sense. The day you realize, look, man, enough's enough. You guys have been dicking me around long enough. You guys don't answer prayers. You don't grant wishes. You don't even fucking come and visit or call. I mean, honestly, what do they do? What do they do? Let's call a spade here. What does God do for you? Does he really give you the strength? I mean, really, let's be honest here. What does he give you other than the guilt trip, the guilty eyes, the mother guilt? You know, I don't know if you have a Roman Catholic mother or not, or aunts, but I'll tell you what, those eyes that you get from your aunts and your mother, those are not hers and theirs. Those are God's eyes, that judgmental prick. No. I have this strong feeling that this is what we need in order to escape this reality, to escape the veil, the whatever you want to call it, the veil, the leave, the levy, the evil, because they're all called this. It is got four names. It is called the veil, the levy, the leave, which is the heart of the lion, which I still to this day have no idea what that part means. Or it could mean, or evil. Evil is another thing it spells. It is four letters. And I don't know where the four letters are derived from. I know where E and L is, but I don't know where V and I are from. But E and L, I know where that's from. Obviously, it's Elohim or Lucifer or Eli or Elijah or Elish, you know. I get all that shit, but I just don't get where the V and the I are from. And so anyway, so the day that you decide you're done, because dude, I was done a long time ago. You know, if there's any truth to what I've been hearing lately, that, you know, I've lived at least 88 times on this earth alone. If that's true, then it's no wonder that in this life I suffered with such depression and such hatred for waking up every fucking day in this place. I don't like this place. I don't like it. I don't like the way it's run. I don't like anything about this world. I don't like it. The only thing I like about it is my wife and my dog, and that's it. I don't even like my family. We're nothing alike. I swear to God, I look at my family and I'm thinking to myself most of the time, who are these people? How did I get here? And what the hell? How can I get the hell out of here? And most days I'm looking at the sky and I'm asking myself, what the fuck, man? How do I get out of here? How do I end this without killing myself? I mean, honestly, because I have no wish to hurt myself. It's not that type of depression. The depression I go through is, dude, I am bored shitless. I'm so bored in this place. I don't want to go work out. I wish I had some wings like a fucking angel. I'd love to go fly around or something. The place is beautiful, don't get me wrong. But dude, you can't live on vacation here. You can't live the way you want to, because you can't get sick, because you'll miss work. You miss work, you don't eat. You don't pay your rent. You get evicted. You're out on the street. That's a quick way to meet the same demise as a person who does drugs every day, okay? And that's not fair, you know? That is not fair. A person who gets high every day and ends up on the street, I'm pretty sure everyone can agree that they deserve it, right? Well, let's say you get sick and you meet the same end as a person who gets high every freaking day. Well, that's not fair, dude. That is not fair to anyone, especially the person who got sick. That just because you got sick, you are homeless now. That your kids can't eat. That your job is gone. Everything about what you cherished, about what you worked for, is now over. It's all gone. It's done. And what are your choices? Well, you can sue them. Okay. Who has tens of thousands of dollars? Who has that money? Not me. I ain't got it. And I know you probably don't have it. 90% of the people listening to this right now don't have it. So then what? So then you go to some, you know, labor board and you fill out the proper paperwork. You get all that ball rolling. Well, that process you just did was 3 weeks alone. You got to talk to some asshole who hates his job, or actually, let's call a spade here. You got to talk to some angry black bitch who fucking hates where she works, dude. She hates it. She hates you for calling. I don't know how she got the job, but she can't stand it. And if you know black people, they have got some bad fucking attitudes when they want to. Let's just shoot it straight here, okay? I'm not here to lie to you. All right, listen. When was the last time you called up to a place and it was an angry white bitch? It's never that. They're just stupid. It's the way, you know, it's the black chicks, man. They give you the worst fucking attitude. And they just scream out that they hate their fucking job and they hate their life. It's not your fault, but it's something you're going to have to put up with here. You know what I'm saying? And now listen, let me be clear. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with black people. I'm just saying they always seem to have state and city wide jobs. They always do. Bus drivers and working for the mail. Shit, they're just angry, dude. They're so angry. And even when they're not angry, they sound like they're fucking angry. And it's like, oh, Jesus Christ. They got this fucking restless bitch face. Like, dude, that's you. That's who you're going to put up with for 3 weeks as you take care of the little illness that you had. But now, in this day and age, you know, post-COVID, God forbid you show up to work after you've been sick for fucking whatever, a week or 2 weeks. Dude, they're going to look at you like you. I don't know if you guys remember the 80s when HIV first came out. People were looking at each other like they didn't trust you. Dude, don't touch me. Don't touch my kids. Don't hug me. Don't drink. Don't drink my drink. Don't touch my drink. You're going to give me HIV. Like, people turned into fucking psychos, dude. Just like they did during COVID. People are still talking about that fucking vaccine. All right. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe that thing is killing as many people as people says it is. And I definitely don't believe that shit would have killed more people than it already did. The COVID killed a lot of people, man. And if you didn't play any part, like if COVID didn't play any part in your life and you are still under the impression that shit wasn't real, let me tell you, it was fucking real. It affected me and my wife way different than it affected you then, because she works at a hospital and that hospital went fully COVID and it's still about to go fully COVID again. And motherfuckers were dying from COVID. They weren't dying from the flu. They weren't dying from colds. Motherfucking colds and flus do not make you suffocate for 2 weeks straight. And that is exactly what happened to at least three of my friends. So don't tell me that shit wasn't real. And don't tell me that it was fucking pre-existing conditions, because that's not what it was. All right, my friends didn't have pre-existing conditions that made them choke and die for 2 fucking weeks. That's not what diabetes does. That is not what morbid obesity does. The motherfucker got COVID and died. It was just that simple. And I'm sorry to get so emotional about it, but it's an emotional time when you lose friends, and people out there that don't know their fucking ass from a hole in the ground are telling you that it didn't happen. It did happen. And it's going to happen again, because it's happening right now, because people decided they didn't want to get vaccines because it's got oxides in it. How the fuck do you know it's got oxides? Because someone online told you it did? Or did you go and test it yourself? All right. That shit could have bird shit in it for all I know. I don't care. As long as I didn't get COVID, that's all I give a shit about. That's all it was supposed to do. But let's be honest here. What are the chances that it has something in it that, like, nanoparticulates, where it's going to control your whole body, or it's just a placebo and they just make more money? Because the chances are of it being a placebo and not doing what they said it was going to do is probably much higher than it having nanoparticulates in it and them controlling your whole body for this new world order and this whole crazy bullshit you guys have been pushing since day one. Dude, there's not going to be any alien fucking invasion that the fucking powers that be are pushing. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. There's not going to be any alien shit, okay? And if there is, then I'm going to shoot the motherfuckers. It's just that simple, all right? If you think that the alien invasion is going to happen in your lifetime, well, I'm sorry, bub, but it was probably a real alien invasion. And the same people that you're going to get affected by them. And so is the politicians who you may have thought were going to be the ones who actually, you know, deployed this alien invasion are going to be affected in the same manner that you are. But if you didn't get affected by COVID, then you're probably not going to be affected by the alien invasion. So I wouldn't worry about it. Evidently, with as many people that died from COVID and you didn't get affected somehow, you need to get out of the fucking house more and make some fucking friends, because that shit killed a lot of people and it affected even more. And if it didn't affect you, then I don't know what to fucking tell you. You need to get out of the house, chief, seriously. Or, you know, marry someone who is in the medical field, like my wife. Don't marry her, I mean, but you know, marry somebody that has a job like her. She is an RN. She worked at a hospital. They went fully COVID. And let's not lie here. They went because the money was good. I mean, why wouldn't you? You know what I'm saying? But the problem is they were dealing with something they've never dealt with before. So if you guys are angry about the way they dealt with COVID, well, the second time around is going to be much better than the first time around. I guarantee you that. Because the first time around, they had no idea what they were doing. Nobody did. The respirators, fuck, that shit didn't help. Fucking whatever the hell they were giving people wasn't working. You know, people were dying. Shit, it was probably dying more from the treatment than it was from anything else. You know, it's not their fault. I ain't mad at them. You know, it's like they did what they could, you know, but I'll tell you this, the nurses that were told to do certain things and they tried their best, those poor girls and men got, you know, what's that called? Post-traumatic stress, PTSD. They got so much PTSD from what happened. It was depressing. You know, it used to upset me thinking about it. It used to upset my wife when we talk about it. It doesn't upset me anymore. Thank God. It's been years now. But, you know, I'm gonna tell you, man, I still don't appreciate people fucking saying that shit wasn't real. And I don't appreciate, why are we still talking about this shit, man? Drop it, please. Like, just move on to something else. There's plenty of shit to conspiracize about. I mean, damn, do we still have to point fingers at this shit? And you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, it seems like it's never going to end. I don't remember people giving 9/11 this much love when that had so much proof that it was fake. I mean, no one seemed to give a shit. I mean, I remember when that shit first hit the fan, when people were like, hey, that's a conspiracy. I'm like, well, I guess it could have been, you know, I never really thought of it like that. And then all of a sudden it would just, man, it just spiraled down around me like, holy shit, that really could have been, you know, like, damn, I think it was. And before you know it, there I was on the same damn boat telling people like, yeah, know what could have happened? Let me tell you, Brother Boogie was born. But you know what, man, it's like, why wouldn't 9/11 get more attention than COVID? I don't know why. To me, that just seemed like a bigger, more in your face sort of, damn, someone fucked with us bad and did it right in front of your damn face and didn't care if you knew about it. And that shit, to this day drives me nuts. But I still, to this day, don't hear anybody, like the normal people, the Joe Schmoes, the everyday Jennies, still are not talking about that shit. It just has not hit them. It still has not hit the mainstream like I thought it was going to. I think as mainstream as it got was probably me and my friends, you know, me and my generation. That was it. It didn't get to our parents. Our parents never talked about that shit being a conspiracy. They just talked about like, hey, you know, it's for oil, right? Like, you know, unfortunately, mom, I don't think it was. I think it was more for heroin. You know, I think it was more for opiates and the money that they were giving out to the farmers. Dude, they were handing out giant bales of cash. I mean, giant bales of cash. And of course, that cash was not making it to where it was supposed to make it to. It wasn't making it to the business owners, wasn't making it to the farmers. And honestly, I don't blame them. That was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life, dude. People are like, here, go hand out these bales of unmarked money. This untraceable cash, shit that our country doesn't know about. Please go and hand this out and please don't steal it. Oh, God, could you imagine if all these troops stole it? Newsflash, asshole. The troops stole it. They stole the hell out of it and they shipped it home in their dead friends' bodies. And honestly, I would have done the same thing. I am not knocking anybody, but dude, you gave troops the biggest foot in the door to get rich, and those motherfuckers did everything they could to get rich, and I cannot say I blame them, dude. You put them in some fucked up situations over there in Desert Storm, or whatever that damn world was called, man. Iraqi freedom fuck nuts. Dude, those poor people. Anyone who got rich, man, from that shit, hey, God bless you, kid. God bless you. You did what Boogie would have done, and I got no hate for it, bro. All right, I think that is a perfect, a superb place to end it at for the night. I am going to take a vow here. I'm only going to do hour-long shows from now on. Now, in case you guys didn't know, we've done Dot Connector Podcast for almost 8 years now. We are only up to season 4, and you, my friends, are getting the very, very tip of the iceberg when it comes to season 4. We are just starting out, and you haven't missed anything. And I'm by anything, I mean, well, I'm lying. You've missed all sorts of shit. We discover things that you never even knew existed, like the waters above, the waters below, the firmament, the creator's dome. We have discovered the firmament, my friends, and we have very close and up close photos of it. We have discovered the actual earth, the real shape of it, and the great waterfalls that come directly off the edge. But in season 4, like I said, we are doing strangeness no more. We're going to show it, but we are not going to talk about it. I'm not going to give you any more thoughts, theories, and ideas or my beliefs in any of this shit. I am going to stay as neutral as ever. And I know a lot of people that's going to piss off, and then probably millions of people, they are going to be very happy about that. Because I think a lot of people didn't watch this show because of my thoughts, theories, and ideas on the subject. And I want you to know, I can respect that. I really can. And I've got no thoughts and theories and ideas on your thoughts and theories about my thoughts and theories and ideas. I overstepped the boundary I probably shouldn't have done. You know what? So I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to give my thoughts, theories, and ideas. No longer am I going to try and teach on something I have no idea how the fuck it works or what the fuck it is. We are just going to have more fun on this show. That's all we're going to do. You know, that's what I really set out to do on this show from day one. And honestly, I think I lost guidance. I lost my line of sight on all of that. And for that, I apologize. I really do. I can admit when I'm wrong. And this was one time I was wrong in a big way. I lost the direction. I did. And you know what motivated me to actually realize that was looking at what is that guy's name? Mr. Beast. You know, Mr. Beast set up a really awesome channel, right? And his channel was about philanthropy, right? It was about giving out money and helping people. Well, he doesn't give out money anymore. All he ever does is try to outdo himself on every other show. Every show, he tries to make it bigger and more expensive and stupider than the last one was. And unfortunately, that's not the reason why I started watching him. And it's not the reason why he ever motivated me. The reason why he motivated me was because he was taking the money that he essentially would have been making off of that show. And instead of spending a bunch of money on a fucking overproduced show, he gave it away to people who needed it, people who deserved it. He would walk into people's place of work and he would just offer them a new life. And he did it very well. And he did it all the time. And you could trace his steps on exactly how he was helping people in his community. And I like that about him. Well, unfortunately, he's not doing it anymore. And it really fucking hurts to see that he's turned into just another douchebag on YouTube that makes too much money and spends it in just the incorrect ways. So, Mr. Beast, I doubt you watch my show, but if you do hear this, I really hope that you go back to the guy you used to be. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people will agree with me when I say this. Like, dude, nobody wants to see you spend a bunch of fucking money when you could be giving it out to people. You know what I'm saying? Especially people that deserve it, especially around Christmas time. Now, I'm sure that you ended up giving out money. I'm sure. I'm not saying you don't do that, but you don't do it at the caliber you used to. And I really hope you change all that, honestly, because I had a lot of respect for you, and I lost a lot of respect for you, dude, ever since you've been doing these fucking blockbuster shows, like, that you spent like what, $20 million on or some dumb shit. Like, dude, please don't do that anymore, dude. Just give the money away to families, to homeless people, give them jobs, do whatever you can, dude. If you've got it to share, if you've got it to give away, please don't lose sight of who you are and the reason why everyone loved you in the first place. Don't do what Boogie did. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna fix that. And I hope that you fix yourself as well. And any other YouTubers that are out there listening right now, I hope my words affect you. And I hope that you can get the eyes that I got, the ears that I got, not the size of ears that I got, but I hope you realize and you're able to look into a mirror and realize that you are the mistake that you're making. And you also, if you want to make a change, then you've got to be the change you want to see in the world, right? And that's what that means. So take hold, make the change, and hold on for an amazing fucking ride. Because a lot of different amazing things are going to be thrown at you again like they used to. And you are going to have the opportunity to say yes, yes, yes to every single one. And I know those things are going to come from me, and I can't wait to say yes as well. And I just want to wish everyone a great night. And yes, take your ass to sleep or to work or wherever you were headed. Make sure you guys know that this is a brand new channel on YouTube. It is just called Boogeyman.bmc. That is for Boogeyman channel. I'm sorry, it's .connector.bmc. So it's .connector.bmc. That is the name of the podcast, Dot Connector Podcast. Everything is separated by periods. BMC meaning Boogeyman Channel. So dot, the word dot, D-O-T, and then period, connector, period, BMC. That is the name of the new channel, and I hope you guys can subscribe, and I hope you guys can be a part of the growth and the amazingness that I plan on bringing to the table. And if at any time I'm not being amazing, if you're not mind blown, if you do not get a boner from my booty, then I thank you. Great. Please don't watch my channel for that, you fucking weirdo. No. But I hope we can laugh. I hope we can learn. I hope we can have fun together. And that fun will not be sexual, okay? I'm married. I'm not interested in dudes. I'm interested in men. No, I'm joking. No. No, please. I hope you guys can spare all of the negativity. Please save it for another time. If you feel like you need to scream out the N-word, please don't do that. If you need to scream at me, call me names, call me anything, dude, please don't do that. This is not that type of place. I'm not calling you names. I'm not disrespecting you. Please repay the favor. And please, no racial terms on here, no derogatory statements. My wife and I are not trannies. I don't know why, but we get that a lot. They think that we are, you know what? I'm not getting into that. It does make me laugh every time though. But guys, remember, I'm going to try and air every day, or at least a video every day, but just know that my goal is, at least for the podcast, is going to be at least Friday and Saturdays. It shouldn't be long before I get my co-host Keenan Cochran back. This is season 4. We are going to bring the dopeness, as we always do, or at least some laughs, some smiles, and some good conversation. Guys, welcome back. This is Boogeyman. This is Dot Connector Podcast. If you are from the old channel, please do me a favor and do not let anyone from the old channel know that this is where you found us. All right. I don't want anyone from the old channel back. Like, I'm not trying to promote to those people. Okay. I need to expand my horizons and I need to see new people. Okay. Our relationship was not working out at the old channel. Right? It's not because I dislike any of you. It's just because I need to expand my horizons and I really do want to meet new people. Okay. And date others. Look, man, I love you guys. Everyone have a great day or night whenever I decide to post this or whenever you decide to watch it. Take care. Boogie out, motherfucker.
This is the voice of God telling you to join us at the website, the number 4thewoke.com. That's forthewoke.com. While you're there, check out the blog and stay up to date with everything Boogie and Bex. And finally, check out the podcast library. You can find us at forthewoke.com/podcast-library. No, stop, stop. No, one more time, please. Like I said, check us out at the website, the number 4thewoke.com. That's For the Woke. And don't you ever miss it.
And don't you forget it.
Yes. Finally, check us out at .-connector-podcast.com. It goes .-connector-podcast.com. It's .connectorpodcast with dashes in between .com, you crazy kids. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. I go running it.